and some sweat when the heat is on.
Don't eat hot food. Written and read by Jalaza Kazone. Warning, rated teen for language. Summary, Dan warns his viewers about the dangers of hot food. Hey guys, it's me, Dan. I've got another denecdote for you today. If you are wondering why I'm talking funny, well, it's because I've burnt my mouth. Now, you may be thinking, Dan, how did you do that? Because clearly I'm old enough to know better, but you know how it is. When you are so hungry you could almost fall over and your head is spinning, you're fumbling around in your kitchen, awkward with low blood sugar, you sling a frozen piece of lasagna in the microwave, and, because you are so hungry, you just nuke the hell out of it to make sure it's warm enough. Sure enough, when you take it out of the microwave, it's steaming, and the aroma is like a gift from the gods. Your mouth starts watering, and you cannot fucking control yourself, even though you know you're going to burn the inside of your mouth. So you start with a small bite from the middle, knowing it might be safe, because somehow the microwave heats the outside of the food, but not the inside. The first bite is like the snake from the Garden of Eden, and the next thing you know, you're taking a huge bite from the edge, because that initial bite has lulled you into a false sense of security, and that next bite you shove into your gob is like molten magma, and you try to move it around with your tongue, as if you are juggling a hot potato, but there is nowhere in your mouth that is safe. The lasagna burns every surface it touches, but you just cannot control yourself because you were too fucking stupid to eat a snack or something and you've lost that control. So now, your mouth is already singed, you figure you may as well forge right ahead and just keep eating because the damage is already done, right? Wrong. That was just the warm-up. The appetizer, if you will, for the damage the lasagna is going to inflict on the sensitive flesh inside your mouth, because if you had actually stopped there, you might have escaped actually burning your mouth, but you didn't. You kept on eating, and that's when you get blisters in your mouth. Sad face. And did you know that the reason it happens especially frequently with things like lasagna and pizza is because the cheese forms a protective layer over the tomato sauce? So the sauce gets superheated because the water can't evaporate, and really, pizza and lasagna should come with warnings that it might be lethal to your health to eat hot. What was I even thinking? Next time, I'll pretend it's just a new flavor of ice cream and eat it frozen. And that's why I'm talking funny today, because I've got a blister right here, and it hurts like bloody hell. Right, that's all I've got for you. I hope this cautionary tale has been of some use to you, and you can avoid putting yourself through needless pain. So, please tell me what you thought of this story, and if you've ever burnt your mouth on hot food, why you couldn't stop yourself, even though you knew you were going to burn your mouth, and you know, just tell me what you thought in the comments below. Or leave me a video response, because those are good too, and that's the end of today's Danecdote. Thanks everyone, see you soon.
Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hot.